Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome in to the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm Tim Dennis. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas. And with Christmas, I think we all would like to expect a holiday miracle. In fact, I think we would all like a miracle during the rest of the year as well. And I tell you, I was looking for a miracle myself as I was sitting down and looking for a guest for today's show. As Christmas Eve is tomorrow, Christmas Day is Saturday. And I thought, you know, I would like to talk about miracles right before the holiday. I know there are quite a few people who are listening to the show who are going to be alone on Christmas and would like to look for a little bit of a Christmas miracle. Maybe there's not enough money in the coffers for Christmas this year, or maybe there's not enough food on the table, or maybe things are coming up short this year. They're looking for a miracle there. Maybe your miracle is that family is too far away and you can't travel to see them this year. Maybe you're looking for a miracle there. Maybe the miracle is small and doable. Maybe the miracle is something where you'd need just a little push to get you somewhere. Maybe the miracle is large. Maybe the miracle is something where you need a utility bill paid, or you need to make a house payment. Maybe that miracle is really large, like you need a new job or something to that effect, and you need to figure out how to manifest that miracle. Well, we have a guest that is here to come to the rescue. Known as the Ambassador of Joy, Barry Shore is a mental health activist, philanthropist, multi-patent holding entrepreneur, speaker, author, podcaster, and former quadriplegic who is now swimming around the world. And I tell you, once you hear Barry's voice, you automatically perk up. It was hard for me to, in fact, when I first talked to him on the phone, I wasn't in the greatest mood. The minute I heard his voice, I automatically perked up. That's how good Barry is. Barry's podcast, The Joy of Living, is heard globally by hundreds of thousands and has over 3 million downloads. You've got to hear The Joy of Living yourself. His latest book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, is available on Amazon and Apple Books. And we welcome him now to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This is Barry Shore. Hi, Barry.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people around the world. Now, Tim, how can I make the categorical statement that all the tens of thousands of people that have tuned in to this wonderful show are all good-looking? Because by definition, if they consciously and conscientiously tuned in to listen to you and me, then by definition, they're always looking for and finding the good. That's a good-looking person, looking for and finding good in the world.
Wow. I see, you've already got us feeling good here, Barry. I like it. I like it. Now, you're always going to run into skeptics. I've got it. That's the first one off the bat, and I may play devil's advocate here with you, Barry. I'll throw that out right away. because I don't think a good interviewer wouldn't play devil's advocate with you. What do you do with when somebody says to you, "Well, Barry, I'm not that great looking. Look at me. I mean, I'm overweight. I got a greasy face. I don't have any hair. How could you say I'm good looking?"
Because, Tim, the essence of the human being is to be able to utilize one of the most important words in the English language and internalize it, utilize it, and leverage in your life. And this word is smile. Smile. Did Barry Shore say smile? Yes, because we work with the three fundamentals of life, Tim. The three fundamentals are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. Every single person has purpose in life. And when you live a purpose-driven life, the next thing that happens, you get a number two, in this case, a good number two, mm-hmm. and that is you go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for you make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in life. And number three is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. So here is one of the most ubiquitous of all words, and it makes a difference, allows you to shift your perspective. The word is SMILE, because SMILE is an acronym, Tim, that stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I got to tell you, just before the pandemic, now it's more than a year ago, of course,
yep.
When I would speak to groups of people, this happened to be 5,200 people, no masks, no pandemic, you know, it was the way things used to be, and God willing, will happen again soon. So I'm telling the story of Barry Shore, and I'm talking about seeing miracles in life every day, and people raising their hands and say, "Hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours, right? I haven't seen any miracles." And I asked people, "Are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't. Can you walk? I can barely do that. Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family or friends?" Every single one of those is a miracle. And what's the proof, Tim? The simplest proof of all. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why?
Why is that?
They died. Now, if you're listening to this, by definition, you didn't. You're here. You're alive. You have an obligation to live exuberantly. So let me tell you a quick story, Tim,
okay.
And for everybody who's listening.
Yeah.
Imagine the following. Standing up in the morning, completely hale and hearty and healthy, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening be in the hospital totally, completely paralyzed. And it was not from a car accident. It was not a spinal injury. A rare disease, which I never heard of the day before, took over my body and rendered me a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved. I was 144 days in hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand, but I still can't walk up a curb by myself. I can't walk up a stair by myself. I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of this one word, seeing miracles in life every day. Every day. That's the genius of being a good-looking person. It doesn't matter what your physical exterior is. It's how you use your eyes, your mind, and your heart to understand that life itself is a miracle, and you can see them around you all over. And we'll talk a lot about different miracles throughout the show.
Right, exactly. So, okay, I'm going to give you an example here, Barry, and I'm not picking on this friend. I love this friend so much. He's like a brother to me. But everything is not a Debbie Downer, but everything is a downturn. I try to give him an example of a good thing in his life and how to look at this positively. And I say, "Hey, brother, here's the deal. You know, you've got this going for you. You got this going for you. You got some great things going for you in life. I really think that you know, you could turn a corner here." "Nah, because I got this going, you know, this going against me. I got this going against me." How do you change that mindset? How do you get from the, you know, the world is against me to seeing miracles in life every day?
So I'm going to give you a simple answer, then a long answer. The simple sure. answer is you can't. Uh-oh, did Barry Shore say that? That's right. You can't. The only person capable of shifting their thinking is the person, him or herself. I have people in my family that are exactly what you just said. I spoke to my sister recently about this. Exactly that. And we're talking about a person who, from the outside, highly accomplished, very photogenic, everything that you would think has going for them, and almost incapable of feeling anything other than sadness and anxiety. So the simple answer is you can't. The more nuanced answer and the more important answer is that you can be a cog. I call it, people hear the word cog, you think of a small little piece in a giant machine, right? That's insignificant. Yep. Well, it's not true. Cog stands for channel of goodness, child of God. When you recognize that your life, by your example, not your words, even though the words are very important, but by your example, you make a difference, then you can help someone shift their perspective. And by the way, you may not even know it. You may be helping somebody shift their perspective. You don't even realize it because somebody was watching you. There's a great phrase that I use in my book called The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. And that is, example is not the main thing in influencing others. It's the only thing. You know, Barry Shore, hey, he sounds like a great guy, and he's speaking, and it's nice, and it's easy because he's a multimillionaire, and he can leap tall buildings and think about, well, I'm not anymore. Thank you. But the point is that example, how you speak, what you say to somebody, how you listen to other people, that is really the key of life. And when you do this consciously and conscientiously, realizing that by setting an example for yourself, you really are helping other people. So that person has to have their own shift. Now, it's interesting, by the way, Tim, since you are a speaker on the radio, you know this better than most people, that you have to be careful when you enunciate words. So yes. When people try to use the word shift, for some reason, I don't know why, Tim, they tend to drop the F.
Yeah.
And the other thing happens. Instead of shift happens, the other thing happens.
Right.
So the key is understanding for oneself, what is it that you can do to see miracles in life every day? I'll give you a simple example. It just happened a few weeks ago. My eight-year-old niece comes over to me and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, yeah, it sounds the same. Smile. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. The out of the mouth of babes, an eight-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. So we have a brain, thank God. Your brain has 100 billion brain cells, and you have over 110 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells, and they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. Mm-hmm. So the ability to do our own neuro-linguistic programming of being able to shift perspective and using the six most important words in the English language, and these six words are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation will help determine what's going to happen for you, because stuff happens all the time. People fall down, they get an accident, stuff, people get paralyzed overnight. But how do you respond is really the key, and you have the ability to choose how to respond. If you'd like, I'd like to speak about stress in a couple of minutes. So please remind me, okay?
Sure. And now I'm gonna spin off of that, and I will remind you about the stress thing. I want to spin off what you just said there. You said it's how you choose, but then there's something in there that makes people choose a different way than maybe they would normally, and that is time. People seem to have taken time management to an extreme, to where they go inwards or they go selfish because of time management. And I'll give you an example. Someone's on the side of the road and they've got a flat tire. Whereas maybe they would stop and help, time management says, I can't, because I've got to get to the office, or I can't because I've got to get my kid to the babysitter, or I can't because I've got other things going on. Time management makes people make moral decisions. Now, how do you combat that?
Well, I'm going to give you something that is at one and the same time cute and totally instructive. TIME is one of my favorite acronyms because it stands for Thinking It's Miraculous Every Day. Thinking It's Miraculous Every Day. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I know that it's miraculous every day. I teach that it's miraculous every day. Each one of those is an acronym for TIME. So here's the beautiful part about shifting and choosing. Somebody has a flat tire on the side of the road and you're driving by. You have the ability to stop. And as you said, Tim, my time management says I need to be at such and such. Well, guess what? If you think it's miraculous every day, you realize that you've just been given an opportunity to be of benefit in the world. There is nothing greater in life than being of benefit. So if you're really understanding what time is about, again, thinking it's miraculous every day, you just have been given a miracle and you now pull over and say, wow, how can I help? You hear those words? How can I help? Those are the four most important words you'll ever utilize, internalize, and leverage in your life. And the person might just say, you can help me change the tire, or do you have AAA, or what do you think can do, or what? You never know. Maybe just stopping is all the person needs because they want to feel reassured that life is not just passing them by. The ability to integrate into one's life that time stands for thinking it's miraculous every day will enable you to shift and break free from the bonds that encroach upon your life, as you said, with time micromanagement. So we want to allow the human being to live in this world in such a way that by using the three fundamentals, life has purpose. You can go mad, go make a difference. Utilize the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms like time. And now guess what happens? The result of all of that is you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. I guarantee it, says the Lord, not me. Okay. You'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier when you recognize that it's miraculous every day.
Here's the other thing that plays into it that I want to get your perspective on, Barry, and is this. Time and intuition, I think, play into whether people will stop and help. Intuition, does it feel right in my gut? Am I going to make it to the office on time? Am I going to get my kid dropped off? Is the person I'm helping worthy? And what I mean by that is this going to go wrong on me? I think now we live in a society where, you know, we all watch maybe a little bit too much true crime programming. And I think maybe I think people are afraid that maybe things are going to go wrong if I get out and I help this stranger. Maybe the stranger has a tire iron and a thirst for blood or something to that effect. Do you think intuition gets in the way of people helping other people?
So the simple answer from my perspective is yes and no.
Okay.
Because the intuition that you conjured up, Tim, was based on fear.
Okay.
And fear is a wonderful acronym that is very instructive. There's a positive and a negative aspect of fear. The one that you described is false expectations appearing real. And the person that you described having that intuition about fear didn't just have it at that moment for a car parked on the side of the road with a flat tire. That is infecting their entire life. So what you really want is facing everything and responding. So if you walk around life with an intuitive fear of events, people, situations, etc., then you might be blessed with fulfillment of those. And that will continue to color your life. If, however, you walk around with the ability to face everything and rise up, then guess what's going to happen? You will have a shift in perspective. Remember that F,
right?
A shift in perspective. And you'll learn to use four-letter words. See, I happen to like using four-letter words a lot. I pepper my talk with them. I even use the four-letter FU word, and I do it because of the shock value and it's fun. Mm-hmm. But the four-letter words that I use, because I live in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are love, life, hope, free, gift, pray, play, swim. I swim. And the four-letter FU word is fun. Fun? Yes. FU, capital N, capital N. Now, there are thousands of people listening right now, people raising their hands and say, hey, Barry Shore, fun is only spelled with three letters. Well, not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled FU, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, when you gather around for Christmas celebration, and people say, and you tell your family and friends, you have a twinkle in the eye and a smile on your face. Remember what smile stands for. Point your finger and say, F you, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you hear that? Well, I was listening to Tim Dennis, and he had on this bizarre fellow who was so upbeat, I couldn't even believe it. But he tells them he wants to teach the world how to F you, capital N, capital N. And now you actually get people to begin to listen and lean in. And this is really, I think, Tim, the essence of what your show is about and what we want to share with people. It's the ability to listen.
Sure.
Now, listen is an amazing word that stands for locating insightful, sustainable, transformative energy now. You want to listen with real intent. If you listen to people, especially people that you care about, you will find that that listening mode will bring about a peace for not only yourself, but others, and will have a ripple effect and cause goodness to be brought through in a vibrational plane. You see, LOVE is a great acronym. It stands for living on vibrating energy. When the vibrating energy that's emanating from you is based on love, then what happens is life happens. LIFE is an acronym. It stands for living inspirationally for eternity. You're not here for just this moment. You are an eternal being. You are immortal. Yes, physically you may leave, but your being, your soul, that essence of you will continue to ripple through the world and bring about vibrational energy that is based on love. And when that happens, we now begin to cause a shift in perspective, not just for ourselves, but for our family, our friends, and all living beings. Isn't that a wonderful way to live, Tim?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, Barry, I want to bring you back to the word fun for a moment, and I want to tie it into the upcoming Christmas holiday. I hear this a lot from people my age, I'll put it that way. People with that are, you know, have families of their own, they have grown adult children. They're getting to the point where they're expected to maintain certain family tradition, but they also feel like there's an emptiness of sorts to the holiday, like maybe they're missing something. A lot of it has to do with the elders that have passed away. They feel like, you know, they're feeling this weight that they have to keep up expectation. And a lot of it has to do with fun. A lot of us remember our elders and how they made the holiday fun for us. And I guess this is where I want to swing it back to that fun that you're talking about. How do we manifest that fun that was in the holidays that our elders gave to us?
So first of all, Tim, you're asking a most profound question, and especially in the environment where we're in the calendar year called 2021. Mm-hmm. It's a worldwide pandemic.
Right.
Now, the pandemic is basically based mostly on panic and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, it has been a traumatic experience for the entire world in terms of people dying and people in terms of governments imposing their will and causing all kinds of disruption in many different ways. Something that's really important to understand about fun has to do with the word stress. Remember I mentioned, yes, let's talk about stress.
Yep.
So let's use stress as our base to understand fun. By the way, they sound like it's an oxymoron, right? Let's use stress to understand fun.
Okay. No, I mean, they do kind of go hand in hand a little bit. They're two sides of a coin, two different sides.
Okay, so let's look at it this way. So stress in Barry Shore's world, remember, I use the three fundamentals. Life has purpose, go mad, go make a difference, and unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. And by the way, much of what I'm speaking about is all available for free at my website. Should I say the URL now?
Yeah, please.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, please.
Okay. The URL is very simple, www, which stands for What a Wonderful World, www.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. You should go there. There's lots of wonderful, useful, practical, transformative information that will be of benefit. So in my world, stress, because I've been writing about and speaking about this particular subject for decades, by the way, because of my paralysis, and prior to that also because of a lot of study that I did. And I've had to, for myself, come up with aspects that would apply not just to Barry Shore, but to everybody. Because the reason people tune in, Tim, is no matter how much they like you, you're a great guy, it's because you bring something to help them. Mm-hmm. And not only Barry Shore, he's a great guy, but this show is not about Barry Shore, it's not about Tim, it's about you, the one listening, you. You want to be the best you possible. That's one of the reasons you tune in. So let's take a look at stress. Stress is always here and will be, it's the most searched for word on the internet outside of COVID and vaccine. Stress stands for stomach turning reality, enabling self sabotage. Ah, you know what happened? I lost my job. We might lose the house. My cousin committed suicide. The kids are going crazy and not in school. The country's falling apart. Ah! That's how most people approach stress. Mm-hmm. And if they don't express it vocally, that's how they're feeling inside. And it's true. Those things happen. So now let's take a look at another way of looking at stress. The same word in the same letters. Ready?
Ready.
Stomach turning reality. Yes, you did lose your job. You might lose the house. Your cousin did commit suicide. The kids are going crazy and not in school. And the country is falling apart. Enabling self-success. What did Barry Shore say? Self-success. Because we began our entire discussion by talking about it's how you respond in any given situation, Tim, that will help determine what is going to happen future in your life. How you respond to something as dire as losing your job, like you said, maybe losing the house, responding to the fact that a dear relative has passed away, but in a terrible way. How do you respond? Can you be empathetic? Can you be strong? Can you be capable? And that will enable you to succeed far beyond anything that could have happened to you, because these are situations that were literally given to you as an opportunity, much like the person on the side of the road when needing the flat tire. Are you going to be Bob? Bob means being of benefit. Are you going to be Bob in that person's life? Are you going to be able to take and utilize a stressful situation and respond in a very meaningful and powerful way? Remember, example is the most important way of teaching oneself and for others. A simple example, Bob. Tim, a very simple example. Mm-hmm. Flying in an airplane. Now, we used to do it much more often, but even today, you go on the plane and the person in the front of the plane has either a video or explains, you know, if there's a sudden loss of cabin pressure, what's going to happen is going to be a breathing apparatus that's going to come down from above. And if you're traveling with a child or somebody acting like a child, what do you do? Well, the put it this way, the normal way of approaching is you want to help the child first, right? You put the breathing apparatus on the child. But they teach us counterintuitively, put the breathing apparatus on you first. Once you are stabilized and calm, now you can help someone else. So it's the ability to have a stomach-turning reality enabling self-success. When your mind and your words and your deeds are aligned, I call that spiritual, being a spiritual chiropractor. You know, a physical chiropractor helps align your body so it's not feeling out of sorts and, oh, yeah, I feel better now. So when you align your thoughts in goodness and your words in goodness and your deeds in goodness, guess what? You have now brought to bear the power of the human being. There is nothing in this world, nothing, Tim, that is more powerful than the thoughts, the words, and the deeds of a human being when it's focused in goodness.
Now, you brought up something interesting there. You brought up Bob. And with Bob, I have to ask, how long is the stress out period? How long is the mourning period before you do bounce back and start being of use, of service, of pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, so to speak? Is there a measurable time period, or is everybody's time period different?
In my opinion, in my study, in my working with thousands of people over the decades, it is certainly individual. However, I will say, and I've had circumstances like this, when someone wallows in despair for more than, let's say, 11 months after a passing of a dearest relative, a husband, a wife, I mean, a father, a mother, a child, then the wallowing in despair becomes counterproductive. So there are periods of time that can work to advantage or disadvantage. And a lot of it has to do certainly with personality, there's no question about that, but most important with the desire of the person to want to now live in joy. Let me explain to you what joy means. Okay. Because when people hear the word joy, right away they're thinking party hats and balloons and yay, whippy, et cetera, et cetera. Well, all of which is true, by the way. It's a very nice picture and it's wonderful. In our world, we use joy as an acronym for journey of you. That's really what joy is about. The unfolding of you, the journey of you in this world, and recognizing that you are a hero. You see, there's a very famous story. You can look it up. People should do a search called The Hero's Journey. Every single one of us is involved in a hero's journey. It has to be that way. If you at all believe in a creator, and if Christmas is anything about life, it's about a creator, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, let's be blunt.
Yep.
You know, that God exists in the universe and the universe is a creation. And if you're here, you were created for a purpose, and the purpose was not for suffering. The purpose may be that there will be suffering in everybody's life. There's no question about that. But the ability to work with, as I said, stress, stomach-turning reality, enabling self-success, the ability to recognize that you are on a journey and that this journey is not only to your advantage. Here's where it gets important. Not just to your advantage, but it's to the advantage of everybody around you, and even people you don't even know. May I give you a simple example?
Sure.
It's called, ready?
Yep.
It's called dog poop. Dog poop? Did Barry Shore say dog poop? Yes. Because dog poop has become a mantra for many thousands of people that I work with to stand for the following: doing of good, power of one person. When you recognize, and this takes time, this takes maturity, Now, there are some people that come to it at the age of 18. Some people don't come to it to the age of 81. I've been working with an amazing woman for now 14 years who didn't start this process till she was 95.
Okay.
And I just sang to her on her 109th birthday.
Wow.
Just a couple months ago. And as she said to me at the time when we first met, we were hanging out at the same pool. She's 95. She would be able to get in and out of the water in the special lift chair that they have at the at public facilities and such. And I use it also because, again, I was paralyzed and such. And she uses it to walk in the water. I was swimming. I was able to swim by that time. And, you know, 95, that's pretty amazing and wonderful and just a beautiful being. And she looked at me and said, look, after a few times we spoke, she says, her name is Aida. Beautiful aria that I keep hearing in my head when I think of her. And she said, look, I'm 95. I'm happy, so happy to be alive, but I want to be happy like you. And she said, what can I do? And I said, well, let's talk. I'll be more than happy to work with you. And my book is called The Joy of Living. It's 11 strategies for learning how to live in joy daily. So we went and started working with the 11 strategies. And as I say, she's 109 now. She plays the piano still once in a while. And when I called to say hello, Tim, this is so amazing. Her assistant will give her the phone. She'll talk into it. And her assistant knows me as well. And she says, hi, Barry, sing me a song. Now, the reason I say it like that, Tim, is because she remembers my name.
Okay.
I don't remember my name sometimes. You know, you get over a certain age. I'm only, thank God, I'm only 73 chronologically. Mm-hmm. But the point is that she remembers my name and she wants to sing a song. Okay. Is she completely there? No, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
The ability to recognize the power of one person, Aida, makes a difference in the lives of so many people. As she said to me with a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek smile on her face, says, you know, I don't have many friends anymore.
Oh.
And then she said right away, because they died.
Oh, gosh.
But here's where it gets fun.
Yeah.
She says, I got a lot of friends, young people like you, that hang around me. I'm 73. That's what she meant. You see?
Yeah.
You know, everything is a perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when we started working together, her favorite strategy of the 11 is get uncomfortable. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Get uncomfortable. Now, when we're talking about that, I'm not telling people, hey, put a pebble in your shoe and walk around all day, or, you know, self-flagellation. I'm talking about things like learn to brush your teeth with your non-dominant hand. You know, just or walk out of the house and instead of turning right, turn left. Something that engages your mind instead of walking along or doing things in a rote manner, to be able to turn the rut into a groove is really part of the secret of literally living life to the full. So when we talk about joy, the journey of you, I tell people, hey, dog poop is something wonderful. Doing of good, imagine that, being a person, that's how I see myself. Go back to your example that you used, the person on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing good. I want to do good whenever possible. And most likely, it's always possible. And the power of one person, recognize that one person makes a difference. You make a difference. This show is all about you. Not about Barry, not about Tim, it's about you. You becoming the best you possible.
So Barry, and let me get back to the point of this Christmas. I know there's a pandemic there, but a lot of people are still going to be celebrating, even if it's with a smaller group. And with that, there are people that feel like things aren't the way it used to be. So how do we generate that fun? How do we... Even if the elders that were there aren't there, or maybe people that were at that table a few years ago aren't there now, whether it be from sickness or old age or whatever, How do we keep or maintain that spirit of Christmas? How do we inject that fun back into the holiday? Do we make new traditions? Do we have to be the change, like you're saying? Do we have to be the spark?
So the simple answer is yes. and to revel in that. Remember, we're supposed to be Christmas revelers, right?
Yes. Yep.
To revel in the opportunity. See, here's where it gets really fun, Tim. This is, again, part of what we work with. And I'd like to offer, by the way, you mentioned to me, thank God we have 20,000+ people who will be listening to this particular show. And I urge everybody, share this with 5 people. Mm-hmm. I didn't say 50. I didn't say 100. Mm-hmm. 5 people. That's mm-hmm. it. So we'll touch 100,000 people. But here's what I'm going to say. There's a 2 4-letter words that I love. Free gift. Remember, like, Christmas is all about gift giving. Yep. So here's a free gift. It's people used to pay me $50 for this gift, and now I give it away because I want people to touch it. And it's called How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. It's several videos that I made. They're very short, and they touch upon all the things we've been talking about. And it's free on my website, barryshore.com. So I urge everybody to go and get that. But here's where it gets really interesting. It's the process of moving from obligation to opportunity. See, the obligation is, as you outlined it, Tim, is it's Christmas. I need to be happy, but things are happening. How do I get into the spirit? What do I do? And for just about, I'd say, somewhere between 11 and 14 seconds, just let it go. Let your shoulders sink a little bit and get relaxed and recognize, wow, what an opportunity. We've never had this before in 100 years. The world has never felt this kind of oppression, this kind of darkness, this kind of what's going on now. And now I could actually pick up the flashlight or the torch or the match and just give, spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. I can do that. That's an opportunity that rarely comes in anybody's lifetime. So to be able to revel in that, and the reason I use the word revel, Tim, is because if you read it backwards, what does it spell?
Lever.
Lever. What's a lever? You know, the famous quote by Archimedes. If you don't know Archimedes, look it up, everybody. Archimedes, Archimedes, something like, yes. Archimedes. Mm-hmm. He said, give me a lever and a fulcrum and I'll move the world. Well, you have it. Revel, which is a lever, and the fulcrum is you. You literally make all the difference. You are the spark. You are the bonfire. You are the sunshine. It's the opportunity for this Christmas is unique. And by the way, the word unique is really fun because if you look at the word unique, the you comes before the I, right?
Right.
And that's how I urge people to start looking. When you want to shift your perspective, remember, you got to pronounce that F. You want to shift your perspective, recognize that the you comes before the I. You matter. What can I do? How can I help? Remember the person on the side of the road, and we got out of the car, and we went over and says, how can I help? 4 words. That's it. If you use the 4 most powerful words in the English language, you can shift perspective. How can I help? And mean it, of course. You know, we're not talking about things that you don't mean. The ability to do that will spark fun. You will find things happening that you either planned or didn't plan, and they'll be so spontaneous, so wonderful, so delightful that you'll be sending Tim and Barry, hopefully, messages, emails saying, wow, this was the best Christmas I've had in decades, because it's an opportunity. Let's go into Christmas with that kind of mindset, those kind of words, that kind of action in our lives, and the fun will be nonstop. It might even go into the next year.
It's true. I approach every year as just like you said, and I had a talk with my sisters about it too, that it doesn't matter what age the kids in our family are. Two of them are older now. One of them is out of high school. The other is just about to graduate. And then we have a 9-year-old. And I said, time is fleeting. It really is. And every year is a new opportunity to experience new things. And it doesn't matter what age the kids are. It doesn't matter what age we are. It's a new opportunity to create new memories every single year. And you can't overlook, you can't take it for granted. You have to kind of seize it. Just seize it and look forward to having a great time. And so that's...
You are so spot on.
Yeah.
I'd like to share with everybody, since you brought it up about ages and such, that, and I write about this again in the book and when I speak, everybody's, let's say, past the age of 15. So your 9-year-old will put him or her in a special place for the moment.
Yep.
Everybody lives in 4 ages all at once. So in my particular case, I'm 73 chronologically. I am 48 metabolically because I swim 2 miles a day,
oh, wow.
6 days a week.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. Mental acuity is 28 because I work with a lot of people from 22 to 35, mm-hmm. most of them under 30. So I have to be sharp. I'm 28. And my SOW is 8. Now you say, people saying SOW, what is he talking about? Is he a pig? No. SOW stands for sense of wonder. My sense of wonder. I'm an 8-year-old. I'm curious. And by the way, don't let it get into double digits. So your son or daughter at 9 years old is in the perfect place. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. Yeah. It's my nephew.
What's his name?
His name is Gavin.
Dan?
Gavin.
Gavin. G-A-V-I-N?
Yep.
Gavin, tell me, what are you thinking about? Let him tell you. It's a 9-year-old. In other words, hello, I'm an 8-year-old in my sense of wonder. So the ability to know that you live in these ages all at the same time, your chronological age, your metabolic, your mental acuity, your sense of wonder, this doesn't just keep you young. This enables you to live life exuberantly, to really, like you said, carpe diem, to seize the moment. Remember about time. Time stands for thinking it's miraculous every day. By the way, this is something I just did recently. I published a couple articles about it. Do you realize that every single person listening, Tim, is a multimillionaire? Multimillionaire. Now they're saying, okay, Barry, what are you talking about? Well, I'm telling you that a million minutes is 23 months. A million minutes. Everybody listening has been around for the past 23 months. You're a millionaire, multimillionaire many times over. Now, you may have spent those 12, past million minutes, but now you're, God willing, you'll have more. The only question is, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to spend it? Are you going to invest it? Are you going to do some of both? So that you know that in financial situations, we call compound interest the 8th wonder of the world. Look it up, compound interest. Fascinating understanding of how to utilize and leverage money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your time is no different. Matter of fact, time is far more valuable than money. Time is more valuable than money. You know it intellectually, but now the key is how do you internalize it and live that way? And you recognize that a million minutes is just less than 2 years? Wow. I'm sure that most of the people listening here will be around 10, 20 more years from now. Multimillionaires. And a billion seconds, because every second counts, especially in sports and things like that. Well,
yep.
We're in a sport called life. A billion seconds is just under 32 years. And if you sleep a third of that, well, it's even less than that, right?
Yeah. So,
hello, you're really a billionaire. So the ability to recognize that time is one of the greatest miracles that you could ever experience. And again, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. There's hardly anything better. Now, I would like to do something because I know that our time does have a limit to it in this particular round. And
true.
Maybe we'll do another one in a few months.
Barry,
I'd like to urge people. There are three practical things that I urge people to do.
Okay.
So may I speak about them?
Let's do this. Let's take a break and we'll get to those three things when we come back. In the meantime, let's remind you, The Joy of Living is Barry's podcast. You can check that out wherever you get your podcasts. And also, during the break, check out Barry's website, barryshore.com. When we come back, we'll find out what those three things are. You're listening to the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome back to the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm Tim Dennis. Our guest is known as the Ambassador of Joy. Barry Shore is a mental health activist, philanthropist, multi-patent-holding entrepreneur, speaker, author, podcaster, and former quadriplegic who is now swimming around the world. Again, his podcast is The Joy of Living, and we're talking about not only holiday miracles, but miracles that you can receive all year round. And Barry, you had three things that you wanted to tell us about. What were those three things?
Yeah, so because it's so important that people have practical, useful tools that you can literally put in place right now. So the three are number one, breathe. Breathe. Did Barry Shore say breathe? Mm-hmm. Well, hello. Of course I'm breathing. I'm alive. I'm listening to you. Yes. Yeah, so we're talking now, Tim, about what I call deep diaphragmatic breathing. Now, most people can't spell diaphragm. They don't know where it is. I don't blame them. You know, we don't study it that much. But I call it tummy breathing instead of diaphragm.
Okay.
So it's the ability to breathe in through your nose, deep into your tummy, and let it out through your mouth slowly. It takes about 7 to 8 seconds. Now, when you do this consciously and conscientiously 4 times in a row, so it's going to take you all of, what, 32 seconds or so?
Yeah, about that.
You will find that you will become calm and aware. And if you do this, as I urge people, and again, I thank God I've been blessed to help thousands and thousands of people around the world with this. You do this twice per day, at least once before noon and once afternoon for 11 days in a row. Do not miss a day. By the 12th day of doing this, you will literally be consciously calm and aware, and you'll be able to open up and unclog the twin channels of giving and receiving. That's breathing. Breathing deep into the tummy. That's number one. Number two is so important. It's actually vital. Vital, of course, means life, to give life. And that is the ability to use the two most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously. And these two words are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness, to harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I'd read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And as he says, it's always possible. So let's imagine you're going into your coffee shop and you order your fancy latte and you sit down, somebody brings it to you, you say, thank you. Imagine you walk into the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, you sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. So you go to the counter and say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we'll bring it to you, we're very busy. You sit down, a couple more minutes go by, somebody brings it, you still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you, you say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out, somebody slams the door on you, you say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off, you say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind is a great word that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And the most noble deed you can inspire is to consciously and conscientiously say thank you 3 times per day. From now, for the rest of your life. It will help you, your family, your friends, and all living beings. So breathe and say thank you. And number three is so dynamic, so powerful, so positive and purposeful and pleasant that it will literally help shift everything in your mindset. Again, we're talking about small shift for the benefit. And that is to reach out. And we used to say, reach out and touch people. Mm-hmm. And I urge people three times a week, minimum. You can do more if you want, but use three as a place. 3 times a week, find some way to communicate with people, preferably, Tim, by phoning them, by literally picking up a phone and calling somebody and say, did I tell you today how much I appreciate you? I'm just calling to say, hello, thank you. You don't need to be in conversation for 20 minutes. Just hello, just thinking about you. Do that with 3 people every single week. And if you really want to get sexy and really good about this, one of those people should be somebody that you either think you don't like or that you think doesn't like you. and shock them by calling and say, hey, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you. Just want to say hello. That's it. And again, 3 different people every single week. Now, one of the things that we've done because of the pandemic and such is that I have one of my foundations that we began it about 20 plus years ago. It's called the Keep Smiling Foundation. Now, the Keep Smiling Foundation is based on a very simple phrase, two words, keep smiling. It happens to be a blue card that's about 2 inches by 4 inches. And on the front, it reads, keep smiling. On the back, it has about 5 sentences about the value of a smile. And what we've done is at the Barry Shore site, we have a tab that reads, keep smiling. And we've, to thank God, distributed over 3 million of these cards in 27 different languages around the world, all saying, keep smiling. And some of the most famous people in the world, thank God, have been photographed holding the card and endorsing it, et cetera, et cetera. Well, one of the things we've done recently, Tim, because of the pandemic and such, and because we have now a very vast worldwide audience that we can't ship the cards, you can't get the cards physically in the United States of America, you just pay postage. I give the cards for free and just go to the website and you can order them. But also when you're on the website, it keeps smiling, you can send electronically keep smiling card, a card that reads that I tell you today how much I appreciate you. You have the card that reads you are joy incarnate. Joy stands for journey of you. There is several different cards that you can send to people. And I urge people, go to the site and send these cards. It's free. It works. It's wonderful. People love it. You can send 5 cards at a time with email, just a click, and you will be amazed at what happens now when you recognize that you're touching people in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way. So I say the call to action is call someone 3 times, 3 people in a week, and or send these cards. I mean, I have people that make a good habit of sending 5 cards 3 times a week. So they're sending 15 cards a week. And some of these people have been doing it for the past year or so. And they're sending out hundreds, if not thousands, and they're encouraging their friends to do the same. So that we now, I think we passed the first 250,000 cards sent electronically in just the past year.
Wow.
Because, by the way, WOW is a great acronym that stands for Words of Wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, you hear something, you say, wow, words of wisdom or words of wonder. So those 3 things, breathe, learn to say thank you consciously and conscientiously 3 times a day, and send out cards and or pick up the phone or do both. Because when you touch somebody in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant manner, guess what happens? Dog poop. Yay, dog poop.
You know, if somebody hadn't been listening to the podcast up until that point and you had just said that out of the blue, it wouldn't make any sense. But if you've been listening to the podcast, it makes perfect sense.
And again, by the way, the genius of this, and a huge thank you to Tim, and I deeply humbled and honored that you've invited me to share with your wondrous audience what we're doing together and speaking and sharing. And SHARE, by the way, is a great acronym. It stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy, because that's what we're doing. We are trying to rejuvenate the energy that has been enervated because of the pandemic, the panic that is surrounding this very unique period of time, which, God willing, most people will forget in the next 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, I want everybody to understand that all of these things we're talking about are designed for 2 things. Number one, to make you happier, healthier, and wealthier. I guarantee it. You'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier by utilizing these practical tips and tools. And number two, to recognize that you make a difference. You're a madman or woman. Make a difference in the world. It's doable.
Absolutely. Barry, I gotta ask you, you know, at this time of year, I know some people are sitting right now in their easy chair, or they're sitting somewhere and they're listening to this podcast and they're saying, I just need that inspirational story. And I know you've told us a little bit about what had happened to you when you became paralyzed. Do you have some other examples of some miracle stories that somebody can listen to at this point and know that, hey, maybe that can happen to me too?
I would love to share the story of Heather.
Sure.
And she told me to share it whenever possible. It's such a moving story for me personally because we've been communicating. So Heather was 22 at the time, maybe almost 23. She was living in New England, in the United States. I come from Massachusetts, so I know the area very well. And it was a dark, wintry day, not just overcast, but there was rain and snow and what we call slush on the ground. And it was a Monday morning, and she had made the decision to check out. She was leaving. She had found a building, about 13 stories, not about, it was 13 stories, and it had roof access. Most buildings, at least anything over 10 stories, you can't get in onto the roof. But she found one that the door was ajar, and she knew it was available, and she was on her way to leave. And she's in her hoodie with her sneakers. It's cold. It's raining. And it's about 8:55 in the a.m. as she's going along. And she's walking and she steps on something. It wasn't dog poop at that point. Mm-hmm. It was a blue card or something blue. And she said she was looking down anyway, but she didn't know why. But she looked and she could read a few words or some letters. And she says, I don't know why, but I bent down and picked it up, and it read, or reads, keep smiling. And she told me, she said, she put a sort of strange smile on her face and said, well, God, that's a lousy joke. At that point, somebody walked by on her right-hand side and said, good morning. Remember, this is Monday morning. It's cold out. It's raining in winter, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Somebody walks by on her left-hand side, hey, try and stay dry. Another person walks by and says, be well. Another person says, hey, stay happy. She said she didn't know what was going on. She said, I had no idea what to do. She was determined to leave. She said she stood there, felt like 20 minutes. It was probably 20 seconds. Frozen, didn't know what to do. She crushed the card, put it in her hoodie, turned around, and went home. Mm-hmm. That was 8 years ago, Tim.
Wow.
She still struggles, but she's here. A card that read, keep smiling, and somebody saying hello, and another person saying hello. You never know what can happen by vocalizing something positive and pleasant, sending or giving a card that reads, keep smiling. You never know. One of the 11 strategies in the book is your words matter. What you say, how you say it, when you say it, makes a difference, not only for you, but for someone else. You don't know. You may be saying, Tim, to Gavin, something really wonderful. Gavin, that was just really good. I'm so glad you thought of that, or you said that, or you did that. And maybe one of your other older kids heard that and felt the benefit because you were making Gavin feel good, and that rippled through. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But we do know that negative self-talk, negative speech is a killer. It's a killer, Tim. One of the pieces that I speak about often, we won't go into the whole talk now, but it's about understanding the acronym for self-talk. Because the most important speech that anybody ever hears is not from the radio, it's not the television, it's not the internet, it's not a this or that. It's self-talk. Am I right, Tim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
It's self-talk. Mm-hmm. So self-talk is imperative to hear this. Self-talk stands for recognizing that you are a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness. Teaching always love and kindness. People listening, if you had a friend that called you up or needed to speak with you and says, I need to confide in you, can I do that? Well, if it's a friend, you'll say, of course. And whether you can do it in person or some other mechanism, but you're there to listen. And when the person begins to unburden themselves, you're there to listen, locating insightful, sustainable, transformative energy. Now, just listen. You might have an opinion. You're not going to interrupt. And now that person's asking for your help. You might say at that point, let me think about it. Or what do you think of this idea? You're not going to lecture, but you're going to listen and you're going to give words of love and kindness to be of benefit, not just to pour baby oil on somebody and stroke them saying everything's going to be fine when you know maybe it won't. Now, how much more so when it's yourself? If you're going to listen to your best friend, how much more so to yourself? Because until and unless the best friend becomes you, you won't be able to be that beacon of light, that shiny example of dog poop. And that's really what we all want to be. You're here for a purpose. The good Lord did not create you to be anything but a benefit. In Xmas, by the way, Xmas, interesting enough, Tim, because I'm doing a whole series on this right now.
Okay.
Xmas was the most accepted way of saying Christmas for hundreds and hundreds of years. And the reason why is because the X in the Greek alphabet is the letter Chi, which is stands for anointed one, or in this case, the Messiah means anointed one. That's what Christ means. Christ means anointed. So Xmas is actually a more preferred way of saying the term, but we use Christmas today. But isn't that the message of Christmas? Of miraculous, of love, of kindness, of doing of good, the power of one person? If there is not a message that is eternal and that is embodied in Christmas, what else is there? And self-talk is the most important speech you could ever hear. It has to be honest, of course, but it's teaching always love and kindness. How would you speak to your best friend? You should not speak to yourself any less. It may be even more encouraging.
I think it's discouraging and disappointing when people are really cruel to themselves and almost abusive to themselves.
Yes, absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't at all. And a lot of that is programming from maybe childhood. Maybe it's from, it's old programming that you need to throw out. I mean, even if you do have to seek therapy, or maybe if you just have to change your programming, if you have to start over. A lot of times you just have to realize that you're something other than what you think you are. And sometimes you just have to gain the confidence from something you do well and just realize, hey, I do have gifts, and build yourself up from there.
Absolutely. And again, talk about gift is a free gift. Go to my website. Mm-hmm. Please, I give it freely. How to slay stress, be happy. Tim said it perfectly. We can do neuro-linguistic programming. Remember the six most important words: choice, not chance, determines your destiny. When I was leaving the hospital, Tim, I was a quadriplegic. look it up. Quadriplegic, nothing on my body moved, nothing. And for years, I was like that. When we left the hospital, the doctors, there were three of them in particular that came to visit me before I left and said, look, Mr. Shore, you're not going to walk again, but we have things that you can do. We're going to make show you how to be productive and such, fine. Now, I'm not yelling at them. I'm not going to tell them, you're crazy, you're wrong, I'm going to do it. Okay. I was not belligerent, but I formulated something in my mind that I've been able to use for myself and other people, and that is the following. Diagnosis is not destiny. Diagnosis is not destiny. I don't care what your diagnosis is. You could be diagnosed, you're going to die tomorrow. Okay, you might die tomorrow. It means you have 24 hours to do something. And most likely you won't die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Diagnosis is not destiny. ADHD, this and that, depression and then. Okay, now what? Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. You're absolutely correct, Tim. Yes, it's the ability to recognize that you are here now. You make a difference. This show is about you, not about Barry. It's not about Tim. It's about you becoming the best you possible. When you're the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges. You create more harmony. And we need you. You were here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. We need you. Tim needs you. I need you. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's go have fun. Remember, everybody, what did you learn here? Barry Shaw wants to tell the world, F you. Capital N, capital N.
That's true. Very much so. Again, the book that Barry has out right now is The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. His podcast is also called The Joy of Living. You can get it where you get your podcasts. Barry, I want to thank you very much for joining us today and not just raising our spirits, but also giving us a new outlook on life.
Tim, can we do two quick things here?
Sure.
I'm going to give you a hug in front of tens of thousands of people.
Okay.
And then we can give a blessing to everybody, okay?
That sounds good.
So a hug stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. So here we go. One, two, three. And our blessing from Tim and Barry is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Barry. It's greatly appreciated. And folks, I want to, I think I can speak for you, Barry. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas from Barry and myself and make it the best Christmas yet. Go out with no expectations. Just open yourself up and have a great time, a great holiday. Even if it's just you, go out and look for the best of everything out there. If it's a day where you're expecting to spend it with yourself, maybe give back. Go to a soup kitchen or go somewhere where you can give back to your community. You can do something that will make yourself feel warm and wonderful and appreciated. So again, Merry Christmas. And we will see you next week for the more of the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables, bright-eyed berry or up and apple flavors.
Bright-eyed berries got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.